I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit in Place Festival, which runs from November 2 through November 11. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, play. And now, here's writer and designer Chris Stanton with her essay, Character Creation.
You may not know it to look at me now, but I was one of those kids growing up. The outcast, the social pariah. I'd been the new kid too often to be anything else. By the time we finally settled down, I had no interest in playing by the cool kid rules. In fact, I embraced my inner, okay, in my case, outer, geek wholeheartedly. And one of the ways I did that was playing Dungeons and Dragons. While I was proud of being different, that didn't mean it was easy. I was teased a lot and bullied. So for me, part of the appeal of D&D was getting to play someone that wasn't me at all. And I don't just mean non-human, though I played elves more often than not. I was a thief, a fighter, or even a priest. I got to go on adventures, be the hero. It was a chance to explore sides of me I'd kept hidden, safely couched under a layer of pretend. I was free to be coy, saucy, super serious, or even downright mean. I looked at it as a chance to act, without the terror of going on stage. Sometimes I didn't do so well, but other times I rocked, and it really helped me get out of my shell. It also changed my life in ways that I never would have expected. I met my now ex-husband playing D&D. We're still friends, and we have two amazing children. And there are still a few folk I gamed with over the years that I see, though not as often as I used to. Over time, I realized that creating backstories for the characters was another huge appeal of the game. I spent time I should have been studying or note-taking, doodling on my papers, or scribbling out character notes. If I could incorporate the game into a project, I did. That hasn't changed. My favorite hobby now is writing, and the story I'm currently working on is based on Dungeons & Dragons, and includes a race of lizard folk I created well over a decade ago. And I don't do this alone. I found a wonderful new community, a writing community. We play with words instead of dice, and a lot of it is, sadly, online instead of in person. But it's just as much fun as D&D ever was.
That's writer and designer Chris Stanton with her essay, Character Creation. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 40 festival events and to learn more about GameSpot, a series of supersized sidewalk games. It's all part of how we play during this year's Spirit and Place Festival. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.